GOP lawmakers blame Cincinnati violence on Democrat policies, have the mayor resign, fund the police. By Hannah Knudsen on July 30, 2025. Republican Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., believes Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Pirieval should resign following the violent brawl that broke out on the streets of downtown Cincinnati over the weekend, as he and others point to Democrat policies as a key factor in generating such violence. Video of the incident shows two men fighting as others rush to the scene shouting. A man in a white shirt ends up on the ground as a swarm of others begin attacking and kicking him in the middle of the road as others recorded the fight. As Breitbart News reported, a witness said one man at the scene appeared to be intoxicated and walked away from the group. However, he returned about 15 minutes later with other people who were allegedly overheard making racial comments, the outlet said. Moments later, a man wearing a white t-shirt punches a woman wearing a floral printed dress. She falls on the ground and as the camera closes in on her face, she appears to be unconscious. Another woman rushes over to her and picks her head up off the ground as blood drips from her mouth. The woman in the floral dress then begins moving her legs as others at the scene help her sit up. It's a heinous attack. The mayor of Cincinnati is a disgrace, Moreno said of the incident, adding, have the mayor resign. Have a congressman that actually cares about his district, and fund the police in Cincinnati. Related, Bernie Moreno says this is the biggest hurdle towards conservative agenda. Representative Michael Rui, R.O., told Fox News Digital, name one major city in America where you'd feel safe letting your kids walk alone. You can't, and that should alarm every one of us. For too long, we've accepted fear and chaos as normal while left-wing politicians push sanctuary cities, slash police funding, and let violent criminals and the mentally ill roam the streets, he stressed. This isn't compassion. It's failure. Even Vice President J.D. Vance, a former senator of Ohio, reacted to the video of the attack, calling it disgusting. I hope every single one of those people who engaged in violence is prosecuted to the full extent of the law, Vance said. When you have a grown man sucker punching a middle-aged woman, that person ought to go to jail for a very long time. And frankly, he is lucky there weren't some better people around because they would handle it themselves. He continued, adding, we've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities. According to reports, two individuals have been arrested in connection with the brawl, Montanez Merriweather and Takira Vernon.